Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
J.K. Dobbins no longer a Baltimore Raven. He is now going on to the Baltimore Ravens West, the Los Angeles Chargers. J.K. Dobbins in 4 years, well, not really 4 years. I guess you'd call it 2 years and, well, 1 year and a half. He had 15 games his rookie year, 2020. He had 138 carries that year. In 2021, he was hurt, got hurt in the preseason. 2022, only played 8 games. And then last year, played 1 game and he was out. So we hardly knew you. Is this a big loss for you, Jeremy Carr?
It's not a big loss. I would have been interested to see if he had come back here. But again, we're talking about prove-it deals for J.K. is he's got to show that he can stay healthy for a full season. But even then, when he does it, I think people are still going to question whether or not he's able to stay healthy. So, yeah, it does become a little problematic to look at it, but you still have to find another back for this team. Mm-hmm. And if it's not him, it'll be somewhere else. So I thought he was really good. He was one of my favorite players in the draft. And when the Ravens got him, I was really excited about it. I think we all know he's a good running back, but can he stay healthy?
See, I'm not really to me, it's one of those, it is what it is. I don't miss someone who never produced for us. We can keep talking about potential, but eventually, you know, you got to show and tell.
He had moments. Yeah. He just didn't have a season long where you can go back to it and go, hey, what about that year?
Right.
It's like, what about that play? What about that game? And that's not enough when you're going to pay guys in this league.
It's just not, especially at that position. We all know what that position is. That's why I thought it was funny that he was on that Zoom. Remember that? Mm-hmm. The running backs were on. I'm like, dude, I understand some of these guys being here right now, but you're not that guy. Why are you here?
Like, Saquon Barkley was often hurt, but you can also look at the years he had and go, okay, I get why they're paying him. I'm not sure that I would do it, but I get why they're paying him.
So you wouldn't pay Saquon?
Not the type of money he got. No, I think he got way overpaid.
Well, Jeremy, you and I mean, you know where I stand on these running backs, dude. I don't
know where I stand. Like, if I see a guy that I think can help my team, I got no problem paying him, but it's going to be according to what the market says. I'm not just going to go overwhelm somebody with cash to come play for me.
I don't pay him.
Yeah. Derrick Henry got probably a little bit more than I thought he was going to get. But, again, I'm okay with it because it's Derrick Henry. If that were you know, one of these other backs coming here, and then you saw some of the other, like Aaron Jones got an okay deal. And if he'd have come here on that deal, I'd have been fine with that too. But, you know, Derrick Henry is a bit different when you look at it as the style of running that he has. And again, he's going to hit the wall at some point. It's just a matter of when, not if.
410-583-1057, that's the number. Let's go out to Chris in Parkville. What's up, Chris?
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Good morning. Hope all is well. I want to go back, like, Rob, when you guys were talking about, you guys were spot on when you were talking about Derrick Henry. We don't have to lean on him as much the way our offense is predicated on Lamar's abilities with running the ball and everything. And I think it was a real good thing that we got a big back like that too, though, because of the offensive line. That's kind of like almost like I would call it almost like an equalizer. And when you have a Ricard, I think we're going to be fine, and they're going to be shopping for a running back. They're not going to foolishly, you know, do that in the first, maybe not even in the second, or maybe not even the third round. But think of some of the running backs that have came here, and you didn't know who, you know, like what was his name, Collins, and he had a real good
Alex
year.
Collins, yeah, well, yeah.
You know, so, but I think the offense in of itself and the way it's built is enables that.
Hey, Chris, thanks a lot for the call. Running back is one of those positions. You need continuity at quarterback. You need continuity at wide receiver. You need continuity at corner. You don't need continuity at running back. You just need productivity. That's it. You don't need continuity.
Yeah.
You know, just running back is a position to plug and play.
I think you can, but I think you also know when you have somebody that's special too.
Yes, I agree. But there's always the exception to the rule. How many special guys are there? You know, Derrick Henry, you got one. Who else? And how long does special last? Ezekiel Elliott was special for what, 2 years?
No,
Maybe three?
I think it was more than that, but he was special, what, a year or two after he signed his contract. You know, that rookie deal, he was special those first 5 years. There was no question. That's why he got paid. But, yeah, you know, you're looking at backs and they fall off. They just do.
Was he special that long?
Yeah.
Ezekiel?
He was that good. As soon as he went to Dallas, he was good.
I agree with that, but yeah. I don't have a shot. He had 1,600 his rookie year. His second year, he was injured, hit under 1,000. Third year, 1,400. Fourth year, 1,300. And after that, he wasn't special no more.
Let me see. What are his touchdowns? You got to look at his reception numbers, too, because he did start splitting some time with Tony Pollard towards the back end of his Cowboys tenure.
See, and that's what I think when the organization starts splitting carries with the bell cow, they're telling you they know he's running out of time.
But they were also worried about him, you know, wearing out, too, because, yeah, like, as I look at it, you know, after he got paid is when things kind of fell off. I mean, he still had 4.2 yards per carry in 2021, but he only ran for 1,000 yards. He only carried the ball 237 times.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on for 10 touchdowns. I just, you know, just on a lot of those special guys. And again, I just think, you know, you get 2 years, shuffle them out. 2 years, shuffle them out.
But he's also a guy that you'd add 300 to, what, 400, 500 yards in receiving sometime. Well, maybe I shouldn't say.
Yeah, no. You're right. He gets some. He has 77 receptions.
Yeah, he had 14 receiving touchdowns too throughout his career.
Yeah, I mean 71 receptions from a running back.
It's a lot.
I mean 77 actually. Yeah. That's a lot of receptions out of the backfield. 7 yards a catch. That's
so. I think
keeps the chains moving.
Yeah, he gets paid off of that 2018, 2019 season, and you're right. He kind of falls off after he got paid. Yeah.
He had what? He was responsible for 22 first downs by reception and 74 by running in that 1 year.
He still had 10 touchdowns in 21 and 12 in 2022. He had a nose for the end zone, or you could say every time they had a 1 yard carry, they gave it to him.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
Yeah. What was his longest carry that year? Yeah, his longest carry was 27 yards. 410-583-1057 is the number. Let's go to Kevin in Ellicott City. What's up, Kevin?
What's good, fellas? How y'all this morning?
Hanging in there. How are you?
Good, man. Love the segment. Excited for the football season and baseball, of course. But I think at the end of the day, it's, you know, we've had decent running backs. I feel like Derrick Henry is really that playoff personnel that we need to bring in because, you know, at the end of the day, we only ran the ball 6 times. It wasn't a running back problem. It was a running call problem. But very excited for him. And I think this team, you know, they just got to kind of be like the Orioles, right? Every player has got to step up for their moment, right? When it's their moment, they're going to have to spread the wealth. But when it's your moment, you're just going to have to shine. And I think that's where we get that additional benefit with Derrick Henry for sure, because there's never been a back of his size in this league for a long time.
I agree. I mean, you have to use him. You have to. He's here for a reason. He's no longer at the point of his career, Jeremy, where you're trying to preserve him for next year. No, he's at the back end of his career.
Yeah.
And you brought him in here to get you to that next game. The next game would be the Super Bowl. 410-583-1057, that's the number. Does Suarez earn another start for himself? We'll talk about that at 7:30, but on the other side, Jeremy Kahn, what you got?
Yeah, we're going to talk about a couple different stories. I want to talk about a restaurant that's talking about Chapter 11 going through bankruptcy. And when I was a kid, it was the place to be. I want to see how you feel about it. And Joe, you might have ventured there a time or two and picked out what you wanted to eat out of the aquarium. It's always a fun time. We'll talk about them. We're also going to talk about a guy who broke a record for the Guinness Book of World Records, and he needs his head examined. It's a stupid record, and I don't know why somebody did it, and want to get your guys' thoughts on it. And lastly, in Brazil, a woman's been detained after she took a dead man to withdraw money from his bank account. There's video of it, which makes it even more disgusting. We'll talk about it in the World of Stupid next here on The Fan.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road, the steeper the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Well, growing up classy as we did, you know, white trash, lived in a trailer park a time or two, you know, apartments, trying to make ends meet every once in a while. Maybe on payday or something, Pops would go, "Who wants to go to Red Lobster? Who wants some of those cheddar biscuits?" "Oh, Dad, you know I want some cheddar biscuits." And then you'd always pull that move. "Hey, Dad, what are you getting?" Because that was the benchmark on how much I could spend. Couldn't get what Dad was getting. Maybe $5 or $6 below that. "Oh, I can get the sirloin tips, or I can get, you know, the fried shrimp platter. Oh, I'm in." Did you like Red Lobster as a kid?
I didn't go to Red Lobster as a kid.
Where'd you go?
There were no Red Lobsters in Baltimore. I mean, in West Baltimore. I think the best thing we had was, I think Long John Silver was in Mondawmin Mall. There weren't Red Lobsters around us.
White Marsh.
No, when I was growing up.
We had one of White Marsh in Harford County we would go to. And then I remember when Outback came out and we were like, "Holy hell. Are you kidding me? These nice restaurants?" And we would steal the silverware and all their nice glasses, but I'm not joking about that either. I think in my dad's house, we probably still have the steak knives with the wooden handles on it from Outback.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Joe, what about you? Did you ever go to Red Lobster?
Uh, we had the one in Bel Air. Never really went there.
Man, it was such a treat for me.
Well, I'm younger than you guys. So by the time that the Outback in Bel Air opened up, it was like, well, why would we go to Red Lobster? We can go to Outback instead.
Our treat for going out to eat was Chicken George.
Who's he?
Chicken George. It was a restaurant in Menominee Mall. Mm. It was like Popeye's. It's called Chicken George.
When we went to Soul Bowl, we never went to Chicken George.
Chicken George. Seriously. Yeah. Think I'm kidding.
No, I know what Chicken George is. I'm playing it up because I think it's funnier. But yeah, I know what Chicken George is. Never went there, but I definitely have heard of it. Well, Red Lobster's talking about Chapter 11 bankruptcy, filing as labor costs soar. And, you know, I had a buddy that owned the last Bill Bateman's, and he had to shut down because of wing prices. Yeah. He's just like, people don't want to come in and pay $18 for, you know, 10 wings. And the prices that he's paying for good wings, you know, that's what it's costing to try to make money off of it. But it is kind of weird just to see things like, I just remember all the stuff from my childhood, like, that was big for me. Toys R Us, KB Toys, Circuit City going there. Hell, even Radio Shack when you'd first start getting into electronics and buy, like, so many different places that just went out of business that were a big part of my childhood.
Radio Shack.
Yeah.
Toys R Us is still around at some places.
Not near me.
There are Radio Shacks that are still open.
And there's still a Radio Shack in Dundalk. Could you check that,
Joe? Yeah, they're not, like, they were franchise locations that they are paying to keep themselves open now.
I thought there was one in Dundalk.
Shady O'Rack is what it's called. Yeah, it's nice. Shady
O'Rack. As long as Red Lobster keeps making the biscuits that you can make at home, that yourself.
Is it the same, though?
I think they're just as good.
Can I tell you the one time I was so mad? I don't know what happened. What do you call them, ulcers? Like when you get the, like, let's say you got elbow.
I got one
mouth.
Right now.
I had like, no BS, I had like 40 of them in my bottom lip. Don't know why
That's
it happened.
That's called herpes.
It could have been. Maybe it was. I got it at a dirty movie theater or something. But like, no, I had all these, and my dad's like, who wants to go to Red Lobster? And I'm like, I can't eat. You know, I was so mad. I'm there trying to eat because like it was a treat for us to go.
Right.
And I'm literally just crying at the table because I can't eat anything because everything hurt. It was just a bitch. Anyway, let me get away from Red Lobster for a second. Let's talk about this story. A guy broke a Guinness Book of World Record. Like, if you were going to break a record, wouldn't you want it to be something like kind of meaningful? Does it have to be something silly?
Yeah.
Like,
I want it to be something memorable, not embarrassing.
Yeah, like, I mean, well, here, I'll just give you what this guy did because this is weird. He balanced a running lawnmower on his chin. Now, how long do you think he did this to break the record?
The fact that someone did this before him is just embarrassing, but I'm going to say a minute.
9 minutes. I thought you were going to go for something ridiculous. Because, like, when we did the planking, somebody did it for, like, a day. Which
That's different. Not dangerous.
I get that.
That's not dangerous. But a plank.
Your balance.
What's the worst thing that can happen on a plank? Your arms go numb and you fall?
I get it. But, like, if you start to feel this go, don't you just grab the lawnmower and move it?
A running lawnmower.
A running lawnmower for 9 minutes.
So, say what you said again.
The record was 7 minutes, 2 seconds.
Say what you said again. If something happens, what?
Don't you just grab the and just put it down? If you feel it's starting to get weak or it's starting to move, just get out of its way.
And this is how the conversation took place before this idiot put one on his face.
Somebody did it for 7 minutes and 2 seconds. Yeah, here he is. You can see him.
Mm-hmm.
That one's not that crazy though, because it's not like growing the longest fingernails or like having the longest hair. That's disgusting. This running, is just dumb.
A running lawnmower. You could cut yourself.
I mean, it's cool. It's cooler than just having the longest fingernails.
His name's David Rush. By the way, I saw...
So he is who I thought he was.
Yeah.
What?
I did see that... what was it? They were talking about... You're talking about long fingernails. Somebody that put their bank card in the ATM because their fingernails were so long, they couldn't get it out.
Oh.
Yeah, so they were struggling. But anyway, this guy, David Rush, saw somebody do it. 7 minutes, 2 seconds. He did it for 9 minutes, 17 seconds. Cool. Let's get to this last story. This one's just silly, man. Brazilian police detain a woman suspected of taking a dead man to the bank to withdraw a loan. He has to sign his name. And you, Joe, like, nobody out there can see it. This guy's head just keeps going like this, Rob. It's falling back. Then she pushes it forward, and it falls forward. Then she tries to hold it up, and it falls forward.
Weekend at Bernie's?
Yeah, just like Weekend at Bernie's. And then, so now he's got a sign, so she's grabbing his hand. He's dead. He can't hold the pen, and she's trying to sign his name with him holding it. Like, do you think no one sees this? So, yes, she got arrested. She was trying to withdraw a four-figure loan. Footage of the woman's encounter at the bank sparked a nationwide discussion in Brazil after going viral on social media. If you haven't seen the video, you can see the video, but the guy's dead. You can clearly tell he's dead. It's sitting in the chair and his head.
So she did all of this for four figures.
Four. Mm. It wasn't even like a big check.
That's what I'm saying. Four figures. Come on, man.
It's your world of stupid,
man. Thank you very much, Jamie. 410-583-1057 is the number. Shovels at 8 o'clock, but on the other side, Mr. Suarez took the mound, and we were all like, who? We know who he is now. Does he get another start? Or more, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Well, I know he's very thankful to be back in the big leagues, and he just told the group that. But we saw in spring training just how mature he is. He's a grown man. He just was appreciative in spring training. He was appreciative of the opportunity, and then, you know, to go out and get a call late last night that you're starting in the big league team tomorrow. I don't know if he slept last night at all, but yeah, it's just a really cool story.
Great story. Great story. So someone accuses us of making them late for work, real quick before we get to this, making them late for work. They said that they can't get out of the car because they're listening to the radio.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, take your phone out, download the Odyssey app, and listen to us. You can get out your car. You don't need the radio. Download the app.
Doesn't even have to be now. You can listen to us later.
Anytime.
Yeah.
You missed World of Stupid, listen later. Download the Odyssey app, and you don't have to stay in your car and be late for work.
And you know how cool this is? The last time that cat pitched, there wasn't an Odyssey app.
There was not an Odyssey app.
Were there apps, Joe, the last time you pitched? I think so. We had smartphones then. Yeah.
There was not a... That's a good point. I don't even know if that was an Odyssey.
Yeah.
The last time he pitched. I don't. And on top of that, he doesn't even get the win. Who are we talking about? This cat that pitched yesterday named Albert Suarez. Who?
Al.
Albert Suarez.
I said this year, I was like, damn, he ain't pitched in 4 years. And Joe goes, 7.
The last time he pitched, they were the Devil Rays.
He was one of the Orioles' 420 game winners.
Joe, the last time he pitched, the Oakland A's were battling for first place in the AL West.
The last time he pitched, the mound was flat.
And so was the earth.
Caught the ball on a bounce. It was an out.
Exactly. The ball bounced over the fence. It wasn't a ground rule double. It was a home run.
His glove was made out of a milk carton.
Him and Ed were born on the same day.
His glove was made out of a milk carton. And that's how Mike Elias found him. On that same milk carton.
You guys will see cicadas every 14 years, Suarez every 7. Like, what is going on?
Dude.
This year we're going to get cicadas, we've got a total eclipse, and we got Suarez. Three things.
Albert Suarez went 5 2/3 innings, giving up no runs on 3 hits, 4 strikeouts and no walks. And the batters were like, who is this guy? Who is he?
That's the first guy they gave a minor league pension to because he's been there so long. Man. They should build a stadium of that cat or a statue of that cat right outside of the stadium. I mean, this is ridiculous, man, to think about. And again, I'll say this much. When you haven't seen someone the first time you see them, unless they're just terrible, you know, there's an advantage to the pitcher. So I'm curious to see where this goes. And yes, he does deserve another start after what he just did.
Absolutely.
He went up against Pablo Lopez and kept them in the game.
He looked good. I'm not stupid enough to think that this is what you'll get all the time. You won't get this all the time for anybody. Hmm. No runs in almost 6 innings. Nobody's going to give you that. But even that kind of efficiency, that kind of effectiveness, I'm not foolish enough to believe you'll always get that. But 75 pitches and 5 2/3 innings is efficient. 50 or more strikes. Yes, you've got with Tyler Wells on the shelf right now, Suarez has to pitch the next turn in the rotation. And if he gives up 3 runs in 6 innings, guess what? Pitch him again. Because that's cool. That's all right. 3 runs in 6 innings is all right. That's giving you a chance to win.
Yeah. It's
a quality start.
Absolutely. And you look at what you got from him. There's a hole in the rotation now with Tyler Wells being down. So why wouldn't there be another opportunity for him, especially with how he pitched? Again, I don't expect to see this revisited and all of a sudden him to be in the rotation. But if it happens, I'm just rolling with the punches. I'm going to enjoy the ride until that horse bucks and he gets knocked off and sent back down to the minors for another 7 years.
On Sunday, we got 5 innings from our starter. That's our ace. On Monday, we got, what, 4 2/3 from our starter?
Yep.
So on Tuesday, you get 6. And yesterday, you get some guy who was announced as the starter hours before the game, gives you 1 out away from 6. You know, that's the way to bounce back in the bullpen.
Even if you don't win that game, what he did was special there just because you needed that in that moment. You don't mm-hmm. want to tax your bullpen. Like, what if he comes out and goes an inning or two and just gets knocked around and then now you're making moves with your bullpen, too, to try to bring up some fresh arms for the next series.
Jeremy, if he would have gone 3 innings, given up 1 or 2 runs, would have you been like, okay, all right. I would have taken that. For a guy that hadn't played, listen, we keep saying he hadn't started a game since 2017. No. He hasn't played a baseball game in the majors, that is, since 2017 at all. He hadn't played in one. And to go out yesterday, honestly, my expectations for him was don't give up too many runs in about 3 innings. So the 3rd inning passed by. He's still no runs. Like, okay. How long are they going to go with him? Comes out the 4th inning. I was so thrown off by his appearance, Jeremy. When they took him out of the game, I thought it was the 5th inning. Okay, well, what else short of 5 innings? And my buddy Holt said, no, it's the 6th inning. I looked up like, damn, he got into the 6th. He's 1 out away from 6 complete innings.
Mm-hmm.
He has to get another start.
From a guy, I don't even remember him when he was in the league.
No, I don't.
You know, like, you hear the name. I know a couple of Suarez's in the league, and it was one for the Angels. I don't remember.
His brother pitches for the Padres.
Okay. You got Ranger Suarez. Is he related? Probably not related. But I just don't, like, even when they announced him, I went, who is that guy? But again, like, you get a sweep, he affords you the ability to stay in the game, to rest your bullpen to a degree. And then also, you wind up picking up in the win on Cedric Mullins' walk-off, mm-hmm. so you're riding high. You get a sweep over the Minnesota Twins. A team that, by the way, I don't know what it was. It felt like the Orioles had struggled with them before. Last year they did, didn't they?
Jeremy, I was joking, but this is right. I didn't even know this. July 2nd, 2006. He was signed by the Tampa Bay Devil Rays. It's the Devil Rays here. Now, check this out. October 11, 2018, he was granted his free agency. Hmm. And he signed September 15, 2023.
Are you
by the Orioles?
Are you looking at all this?
The transactions?
I mean, just in, from 2008, Princeton, yeah. The Hudson Valley, to Bowling Green, yep. To the Rays, to Charlotte, Rays, Hispanic team. I don't know, Magallanes, Charlotte, Montgomery, Charlotte, Caracas, Arkansas, Sacramento, the Giants, Sacramento, San Jose, the Giants, Caracas, Reno, Caracas, and then Yakult. He went to Japan for a while, Korea for a while, Norfolk, Baltimore.
Think about this. He's been around so long. When he played at Sacramento, they had a minor league team. Next year, they'll have a major league team.
He's been around the world and haven't pitched in 7 years.
I'm happy for him. I am. Good stuff, you love to have, not just because he wins a game for your team, largely because of that. I'm not going to lie. But you love stories like this. You know, that's perseverance. That's the guy keeps plugging away until finally he finds a home. We give shovels at 8 o'clock, but on the other side, Jacob Calvin Meyer from the Baltimore Sun joins us to talk a little baseball, get his take on Mr. Suarez as well, right here on The Fan.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
You know, Jeremy, you think you're friends with people. You find out how much how your friendship is when they block you.
You think?
You text them, and it doesn't go through, Somebody else texts them, and it goes through. What else happened?
I texted Jacob Calvin Meyer, and he answered me right back.
And mine didn't go through. Didn't say delivered. I must be blocked.
He even texted me back his full name because I said, do I have to put three names in my phone? And he said his real name is Jacob Calvin Wilkes Harvey Meyer. Wow.
Wow. Does sound a lot weird. Of people in his family. Joining us right now from Baltimore Sun, BaltimoreSun.com, courtesy of the Maryland Sports Commission fan hotline. He is, what's his name?
Jacob Calvin Meyer. You know his name.
No, I thought you were going to give me all of them.
Oh, you wanted all of
them? Yeah, hold up. Give me all of them.
Jacob Calvin Wilkes Harvey Meyer.
What's up, Jacob?
Hey, guys. Hey, Rob, I mean, if you want to Venmo me $20 and I'll get you unblocked on my phone.
Jacob, yesterday, man, we heard Albert Suarez was going to get the start. We thought, okay, if he can give us about three innings or so, we'll be all right. Who knew?
Yeah, I mean, listen, he was one of the more intriguing stories at camp. You know, it had been 6 or 7 years since he pitched in the big leagues. He was in Korea. He was in Japan. I think he pitched in the Mexican League for a little bit. And, you know, he was never a guy that had plus stuff. And the Orioles signed him to a minor league deal in September, started working with him. He's thrown mid-90s. He looks good. I don't know how long he's going to be in this rotation. You know, John Means, who did not look great yesterday in AAA, Means should be back in a couple weeks. In theory, that would push Suarez to the bullpen, or maybe if Suarez keeps pitching well, maybe he stays in the rotation and Cole Irvin goes to the bullpen. But, you know, this team with Corbin Burns and Grayson Rodriguez in games they start, they're 8-0. And in games that other people start, they're 4-6. And so any starting pitcher, honestly, who can come in and pitch well, no matter what your name is or what your background is or how you join the organization, I think they're going to give those guys a shot.
I think at the beginning of the song Fantasy, Old Dirty Bastard lists every place that Suarez has played.
New York!
Just the whole thing. Just everywhere. Well, let's talk about Jackson Holliday a little bit. What are you seeing from him? Because I know I'm one of the guys, that, and Rob feels the same way, and I'm sure Joe does. I don't want to see him sent down. I think he can work it out here. But what are your thoughts?
No, I definitely don't think you can send him down. Listen, the team's winning games even as he's struggling. This lineup is really impressive. If there was somebody behind him who you could say is definitely an upgrade at the moment, then I'd say, okay, you know, maybe it would make sense to send him down. But part of the reason why he came up when he did is because the people who were playing at second base instead of him, Ramon Urias, were really struggling, and there were a couple other guys in the lineup who were struggling too. So I don't see the point in sending him down. Listen, I think these struggles are a little bit worse than what Gunnar went through at the beginning of last year and what Adley went through at the beginning of his career. He's also much younger, especially than Adley, but also than Gunnar was at the beginning of last season. So I think the one concerning thing is the amount of strikeouts. We saw that in spring training. He was striking out about 30% of the time. He's striking out a good bit now. But at the same time, he's going to figure it out. Like, these prospects this good nowadays, especially hitting prospects, I don't want to jinx anything, but like they don't bust. If you just give them the time in the majors, they will figure out. There's almost no scenario here where this doesn't work out for the kids. So they're just going to keep throwing them out there. And I would not be surprised if within the next 2 to 4 weeks, he's playing so well that people are going to start asking if he's going to start leading off.
Here with Jacob Calvin-Meyer, Baltimore Sun, BaltimoreSun.com. Jacob, man, Cedric Mullins is on a nine-game hitting streak. The walk-off home run yesterday, when he's on one, someone pointed this out to me yesterday. The Orioles can win when Cedric is not on, but when he is on, they don't lose.
Yeah, no, I think I said last year, even when he had a weird season, really good first half, got injured a couple times, then kind of a bad end to the season, there might not be a player on this team that has more of a game-changing, game-winning ability than Cedric Mullins. Even Gunnar Henderson, even Adley Rutschman, if you just think of Cedric Mullins' career with the Orioles or even just the past couple of seasons, you can point to Cedric Mullins' games, right? The one in Seattle, the one yesterday he hit for the cycle last season. There's like a handful of games where he can just take over. And part of that is the ability for him to that he can play defense the way that he can, where he can, like he did in Seattle last year, rob a home run and then hit one in extras. But like this dude is a star player. We saw it in 2021. He didn't have the best 22 season. He got hurt last season. It's still in there for him to be. Remember, he was a top 10 MVP finalist in 21.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying he's going to return to that level where he was a 30-30 guy, but like, you know, everybody talks about Adley and Gunnar as the stars of this team, people who could win AL MVP or compete for it. And I think it would be a stretch to say that Cedric Mullins is in the same class as those guys. The fact that he's been a top 10 MVP finalist before means that he can do it again. And we're seeing that right now. I'm always impressed by the fact that he can go out and single-handedly win the Orioles a baseball game. And you kind of saw it last night.
Jeremy, I thought that was my text just coming in that just dinged, but I looked at it,
no,
and it still doesn't say delivered.
As soon as I heard that, I was going to send a bunch of text messages just to say Jacob and I have been talking the whole time during this conversation.
The text I just got was actually my father who texted me.
Yeah.
Craig Kimbrell is on pace. No, here it is. Craig Kimbrell is on pace to go 27-0 with 36 saves and 72 appearances and win the Cy Young Award.
It's my wife's favorite player. He looks ridiculous.
That's just my father's text to me. It's just random text about the Orioles.
Random baseball stuff. Well, Jacob, they get to see Kansas City again this weekend. What did you learn about them the first time? And you know, my old co-host used to say, you want to see Kansas City at the end of the year, not in the beginning when they actually think they're good. But they might actually be decent this year.
Yeah, they're like low-key good, and good for them. You know, they were in a similar spot as the Orioles in 19, as a team that was rebuilding. They got Bobby Witt instead of Rutschman, and it's worked out for both teams. Witt's a great player. They signed him to an extension, but the rebuild didn't give them returns the same way that it did the Orioles in 22 and 23. The Kansas City was pretty bad, but they took a little bit of a different approach this past offseason, and they went out and got some guys. They spent some money and bolstered their rotation and got a couple bullpen arms. And you look at this team and it's not half bad, and they're in a division that's not great. So like, yeah, I think that division is probably like the first team to 84 wins probably wins the division. But like Cole Reagans, who I think we're going to see against Corbin Burns again for maybe the second time this season. Cole Reagans is excellent. He's probably one of the best left-handed starting pitchers in baseball now. They got him in that Chapman trade last year where Texas just gave up Reagans because he wasn't pitching very well. And so when you get a potential ace in exchange for half of a season of a reliever, that's going to be a big benefit for you. And then you've got Bobby Witt, and you've got Salvador Perez, and Michael Garcia is having a really good season. And so, no, this is a team that I think you could actually argue the opposite, because I think this team could get even better as the year goes on. And so maybe it's a good thing they're playing them now. I mean, they took 2 or 3 from them earlier this month, both on walk-offs. And so, you know, this might be one of the best teams they've faced so far this season. And everybody looked at the schedule saying, oh, it's going to be such an easy April. And then the Pirates look good. Kansas City looks good. So it just goes to show you just never really know with this weird sport.
He's Jacob Calvin-Meyer. You can find him on Baltimore Sun, BaltimoreSun.com. Jacob, how can they find you on social media?
You can follow me on Twitter at jcalvinmeyer, and always a pleasure, guys.
Which and is, you can text him if you're not blocked. You can text him, too, if you're not blocked.
Thanks a lot, Jake. 410-583-1057. His Aroldis Chapman, think about this. He's last two seasons, and I know he played in Texas, but the last two seasons he's been signed by the Kansas City Royals and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Two teams that weren't expecting to contend. Two teams that weren't spending like contenders. Has he become that guy now in this part of
the career? Two teams that signed him not to be the closer either, right? To come in and, I mean, I guess he's gotten some situations to close there because he has before. But, yeah, it's interesting.
He only had a total of 6 saves last year.
Yeah.
So has won so far this year. He's become that guy in his career. 410-583-1057 is the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
I still can't get past him grabbing his mom's boob.
Yeah, that's not cool.
That was some weird stuff, man.
Jonte Porter banned for life due to gambling. Was it warranted? We'll talk about that at 8:15. But on the other side, you got a shovel for us, Jeremy Kahn?
Yeah, I got a shovel. There was this crazy gift at a wedding that the bride said she was so disgusted by, but everyone else laughed. I'll tell you what that gift was.
If you have a shovel, give us a call. Give us a text, 410-583-1057. Hit us up on Twitter, at BBMS1057 The Fan. Shovels next.
Okay. Picture this, it's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road, the steeper the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.